Oh my God, you know what I learned today?
What?
Well, first of all, rabbits poop between 200 and 300 times a day. Yeah. And listen to this. They need to eat their own poo to...
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. They do it because the first time they don't like digest properly. So they eat their own poo again just to extract all the nutrients.
It's like using a tea bag twice.
I just need to get comfortable like this. Oh, yeah.
You know what the best part is? When you get really close to the mic, you go cross-eyed.
I have to take a picture.
Okay, I think it is my turn for a confession.
It is.
I do have something to share.
Okay.
I do not have any magazine subscriptions.
Okay, well.
However, my neighbors do.
Oh.
So, since we hypothetically get the mail in the same box, and like we've asked to get multiple mailboxes, which we haven't gotten yet, rumor has it we are going to be getting new ones soon, which is great because right now ours is kind of like rusty and scratches you when you go in to get the mail if you're not perfect. But I have a neighbor who gets really good magazines, and sometimes, you know, you take out all the mail to look at it, and I can't help but browse a bit.
Browse a bit? The fine browse of it.
You know, sometimes there's an article that jumps out at you, and it's nice to just read a few lines, a few pages.
Pages? So you're telling me that you are standing next to the mailbox for a good...
Which is, to be fair, at my door.
Okay.
We use the downstairs door. The mailbox is on the downstairs door.
So you're telling me that you're standing there a good 10 minutes reading an article?
Oh yeah, like 10 or 15.
Oh my God.
But I don't bend the pages so it feels fresh.
Oh. Well, you're so thoughtful.
I hope my neighbor's not listening. But you know what? It's expensive. Magazine subscriptions are expensive.
Yes, I agree with that. But you know, it's not that terrible. It's just a quick look, something like, you know, anyone could do that. Like even the mail guy, you know, maybe he's... just taking a look.
I bet he is.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Well, that's enough about reading other people's mail, which is perhaps a federal offense.
Yeah.
I'm going to personally apologize to her.
Well, welcome to Never Not New York. I'm Never Not Noah.
I'm Never Not Eliza. And we are here to share the most inconsequential mysteries. We're giving you a little slice of what our New York actually is like. We are not Real Housewives. I know you're surprised. We are also not the characters of Only Murders.
Although everyone tells me I look like Selena Gomez.
Are you kidding?
Of course. I wish.
What are we talking about today?
Today we have the case of UN Fashion Week.
Yes. We have an inside Secret Service agent.
In the UN. We are that
representing
cool.
Never Not New York. It is by far the most annoying week of the entire year. But wow, the fashion slaps.
Yep, I couldn't agree more with you.
I should also say, not many people call it UN Fashion Week. It just is happening like right around when Fashion Week is happening. And it is truly a parade of fashion.
And cars.
Fashionable cars.
Yeah.
So to set the scene, once a year, we have a meeting of the minds, the global minds. Is this Davos? No. Is this the UN? Yes, it is. So a lot of people fly in. Everyone who's been abroad as they are on their assignments.
Yeah, but if most of the countries have a delegate in the UN.
Yeah, most of the countries have a delegate and they have hundreds of ambassadors. Oh, and yeah. A lot of them are on assignments. So, you know, some of the bigger countries have hundreds of these people. Everyone comes to the UN headquarters.
Yeah, also the presidents of the countries come to this meeting. Joe Biden came.
Yeah.
I know my president from Spain came.
Yeah. Did you run after him and get an autograph?
He's very handsome, but no. Hola, guapo. Yeah, I know.
Anyway, everyone's in town. The city is a disaster. It basically shuts down. Think about all the Secret Service, all the police, everyone's private security.
Oh, yeah.
It's a disastrous mess. They shut down, I think, like 5th Avenue to 7th. If you want to cross the city, it is so hard.
Yep. Basically, all the areas where all the main luxurious hotels are and the best restaurants are collapsed because all the delegates go there for hanging out.
Yeah. And I used to live in Murray Hill, a couple blocks away from the UN. And I can tell you, it was like, you just don't even leave because you try and cross the street and all of a sudden, you know, you're standing in the street waiting to cross and then like there comes some country with their gun out the window. It's gonna take you out. No one cares about you. You're gonna get run over.
Well, it's the bad side. There is also good side. One of the things that I enjoy the most is seeing the delegations wearing their traditional outfits.
Absolutely.
And also some of the fancy cars. The fancier the car, the less democracy that country has. Like, that's
true.
That's what I've noticed.
It's true.
You know, like,
there are some really fancy cars and a lot of really good headdresses. I think those are my favorite.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Like, I think I've never seen so many Mercedes-Benz, the Maybachs. I love them.
I mean, who doesn't? With, like, the curtains in the back?
Yeah. I've never seen so many, like, in the city. I was like, what's going on?
I walked by Qatar's embassy, which is, I think, on 72nd. It is the most beautiful building, but there was like Maybach after Maybach just parked there.
Yeah.
Huge chandeliers. Then I was also reading about it, and apparently they recently bought one of the townhouses nearby for like $41 million a maid's quarter for the palace. Just like casually on the Upper East Side, prime time, 72nd and 5th.
I think because of the UN, this city has the widest variety of embassies in the world. You know, because most of the countries needs to have something here for the UN. Kind of enjoy, you know, walking around the Upper East Side because most of them are there.
Fancy.
Of course. We are not going to rate countries' embassies, but it's kind of funny, the different approaches for the embassies depending on the country. Like, some of the Nordic countries, they prefer to have like a very discreet and low-key embassies.
No sign, no flag.
And then you have another countries that they want a, you know, sculpt in gold embassy that shines and everyone is like,
flags protruding out.
Exactly.
You know what my favorite ones are?
Which
are? The ones that are basically like a little like office cubicle in a giant building. But guess what? Brazil has 5 stars on Yelp.
Oh, they are rated in Yelp?
They're rated on Google and Yelp and everything. And some of them have absolutely the worst ratings ever, scathing reviews. But the best ones are like, this is by far the best embassy I have ever been to.
I don't know, what do you request for an embassy, you know, like what it should have to be
clean. Fun. You don't wait in line for no reason.
Okay.
You have an appointment, there's someone actually there when you show up.
Agree.
People who are nice.
Agree.
Maybe also some water and snacks. Is that too much to ask for?
No, I was going to say, I also love the embassies that have like cultural centers or like exhibition places. They showcase culture, art, you know.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
I'm not going to say the Spanish one because it is ugly. I mean, I'm sorry.
You want to say the Spanish one, but you just can't.
I would love to say that, but I think I'm going to stick with the French or the Greek one. Yeah.
Okay. The Greek one is actually really beautiful. The French one's great too. They have a bookstore apparently.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have to go.
I know.
Maybe they have a coffee place with croissants.
No, I think they do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What are we doing now?
Like Albertine. We're poor.
Thanks for the reminder.
But it's really beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I once went out on a date years ago with a guy who worked for the French embassy.
He was French?
Yes.
Oh, look at you.
Yes. He's a little too like touchy and like soft.
That sounds like very like a French person.
Exactly.
I was dating a French guy. He was too French for me.
You know when you give someone a handshake and it's soft? It's kind of like a fish handshake.
Oh, I hate that.
That was his personality.
When their fingers are like
limp,
soft sausages.
You know, hot dog fingers.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. What you gonna do? Well, rumor has it, you have recently hung out with two ambassadors.
Well, diplomats. Soon to be ambassador. Yeah, this makes me sound so cool. It was really interesting conversation because I always picture the ambassador's life to be like something very glamorous.
Yeah.
You know, living in these mansions in the embassies. I thought
absolutely.
They live there.
Me
but
too.
They don't. So cosmopolitan, living in different countries, speaking many languages.
Fancy
always.
Outfits.
Yeah, always dealing with, you know, different
bomb threats.
Well,
nuclear
not that.
Power.
But different delegations, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well,
fancy.
Well, turns out it is not fancy at all.
And that's the mystery of New York's UN Fashion Week. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
No sense.
The diplomats' life are not that cool, apparently. Like,
okay, tell us the facts.
There is like a very rigid hierarchy. So you have to spend many years going through each step. So you have to spend
That's crazy.
X amount of years doing certain type of jobs, being in a certain type of destination. So you actually have to invest many years to become an ambassador and like get a great salary and, you know, like great conditions.
Here's my question. Since you're, you know, rubbing shoulders with all these people, all these diplomats, you're just so fancy and cool.
Oh, yeah.
Did they start out in their country for a number of years or did they move here recently?
They start in their country and they've been moving around for a bunch of years, but they've been here in New York for the past 5 years.
Okay.
And in theory, because they have periods mm-hmm. where after a certain period of years, they have to change their destination.
That's
and
so crazy.
In this particular case, that time has come for them. But this is the funny thing. Actually, the embassy doesn't have enough resources to move them. So,
That's really crushing our dreams.
Yeah. So actually, they're trying to move to Spain, which, of course, is a very desirable destination.
Yeah. Western Europe, it turns out, is like number one. That and all the Scandinavian countries.
Yeah.
And what was the last one? The Caribbean.
Yeah. I mean, I will move to any of those countries. So
they're trying to move to Spain, but they can't afford it.
The embassy. Not them. So they're just trying to stay here as long as possible. If
okay.
Spain is not an option, they will stay here because the other alternative will be go back to their country of origin. And that will mean lower salary. So they're just trying to stick out.
Well, that's the other point. Okay. This is the other thing that fascinates me. There's a salary cap.
Yeah.
The most they can make, $60,000 a year.
Yeah, there is a cap. I mean, those salaries, I guess, is the same for all the countries. Like, they are public salaries because the government take care of
that.
Yeah,
exactly.
They are
tax-free.
They're tax-free, but
you get automatically third more. No housing costs.
Yeah, they have their housing, the food, transportation, all that is covered. And
what about the car?
I think it is covered. All transportation is covered.
And you get the plate. So you can park wherever you want. You can leave that car in the middle of Times Square.
You can not only do that, but you can also travel around the world with a special visa that allows you to carry basically anything because they are, you know, like
what?
The diplomats. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
So basically, when I got nearly taken out by an AK-47, they probably brought that from their home country.
Yeah, yeah. You could do that. Like, I have a friend that works in the UN from Spain.
Well, you have many friends, apparently.
Yeah. And she told me she brings Iberian ham to the to New York because
how good of a friend is she? Is this someone that I've heard of? We need this.
You want to bribe her?
Yes. Desperately.
And she told me she has brought like
ham on Iberico?
Like suitcase.
Just with like an entire leg?
Full of them because they are not allowed to check.
Oh my god. I mean, the smell must be unbelievable.
Like a farm of pigs.
You hear a pig in there like making noise, like, nope, can't check it, sorry.
Was that us, my suitcase?
I don't mind it. You know, I think that we should also mention here, which is the funniest part, and I guess, like, what's our thesis that the UN Fashion Week makes it seem so glamorous, but it's, like, really actually different than what we all picture?
I think it's actually different. I think the people that come to the city are not the ones that are actually working here the rest of the year, you know? Yeah. For the diplomat career, you have to deal with maybe not so fancy destinations for a bunch of years till you have the ability to actually choose where you want to be. And also just to build your career and topics that you are interested in. So it makes sense for you to move to certain destinations.
As a closing note, my great uncle was given as like a fun gift at the end of his career, the ambassadorship to Singapore.
What?
As like a reward because of the important work he had done. Yeah. It's like a cushy gig. And when I studied international politics, like it was during the summer and we were having like a picnic or something. He's like, so I hear you're studying politics. I'm like, yeah, I'm like international focus. It's like, so have you ever considered foreign service? And I was like, I mean, I've considered it. He's like, well, you don't consider it. I was like,
okay.
I guess not.
By the way, have you ever been inside the UN building?
No, but we're allowed to. Our friend said we can go and she'll take us anytime on a whole tour.
Oh my God. I mean, because I've been there like in a tour,
you
like a touristic.
You are just, okay.
In a touristic tour. I mean, the building is like amazing. And
do you want to go together?
Yeah, I would love to.
Great, let's go.
It's great. Especially if we can have like a more private
tour. Oh.
Well. Thank you for listening.
Oh, are we wrapping it up? Okay. Okay, yeah.
We
Thank
could go
you.
Forever.
This is UN part one.
Part one, yeah.
Part two, we should have something really scandalous. I'm sure there is a ton of drama. Okay, follow us, stream us. Please give us 5-star ratings. Thank you for tuning in. Very kind of you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Adios.